Okay, my name is Vincent Hickey. I live at 52 Richard Court, Dowling, Ontario. I think I'm old enough to know what I'm going to tell you people. I've been reading about UFOs for many, many years. I remember when our kids were smaller, and they were just in low grade school, they got to know that I was reading about this stuff, but I didn't believe into it. And one evening, it was in late September, the kids had come home from school, they had their soccer, they were outside playing. It was just after dark, and my oldest son, Jerome, came running in the house and said, "Dad, come out and have a look at this." So I went out and I looked up towards the moon, which was up, way up in the sky. The moon was full, but it was small. And we're looking at this light moving around in the sky, and it was so high I knew automatically that it wasn't a helicopter, because it was too high for a copter. And it wasn't a jet, because a jet cannot stop in midair and do different moves. So we looked at this thing for quite a while and went in. I called up my wife, Eileen, and she looked at it, and I would imagine we were looking at this thing for about 10, 12 minutes. And I think most of the kids went to their homes who lived in the area and bought out their parents. And I would imagine overall it was about 18, 20 people, mm-hmm. adults and children alike, looking at this thing. And it would move to the left or right, or go vertically, up and down, or go on a 45 degree angle and then stop and go around in circles. And by this time, like I said, it was about 20 people, I would imagine, looking at it. We were looking at it at the time for about 25 minutes to a half an hour. And all of a sudden, it either done one or two things. It either went away from us at a terrific amount of speed, or it landed on the moon. But it went towards the moon and it disappeared. We didn't see it after. So when I went back in the house, I called a radar base, and I told him who was speaking, and where I lived, and what we had been looking at. And the operator there told me that they had been looking at this thing for the last 35 minutes, I think it was, at the time, and he couldn't pick it up on radar. And I asked him if he would get back to me, and he said he would, but he never did. So that was my first time seeing something. And then after seeing it, then I had to believe in what I was looking at. Not just by reading about it in magazines and papers and looking at it on television, whatever. And then a couple years later, I was working day shift. I worked for Falconbridge, nickel mines, and it was in the summertime, it was in July, and I had come home from day shift around 4 o'clock, and my wife wanted to go to Challenger, and I said, okay, we'll get supper and we'll take a run out. And our youngest son, Todd, came along with us, and he was sitting behind me in the back seat. My wife was sitting in the passenger seat. And just as we got in the vicinity of the old wood mill, or the old sawmill, I'm sorry, my wife said, she said, look, what is that? So being that I was driving, I couldn't look right away, because it was traffic coming in the highway. So when I got my chance to look, I looked to my left, and I see this black object. It was about 45 to 55 feet off the ground, and it was going south. It was off the highway about 250 to 300 yards, and it was just roughly at the top of the tree line, or about to the top of the trees in the distance, and it was totally black. It had no windows. It wasn't making any sound. There was no exhaust. And we continued out the highway, and every once in a while I would get a look at this thing, and it reminded me of a carpenter's handsaw, looking at a carpenter's handsaw upside down. And it got out to the bridge as you're going to Challenger's in that area, and it started turning away to the left. And as it was turning, I could see then that there was no wings. All we were looking at was a long black box. This was the back end of whatever this thing was. And it got over the farmer's, there was an old farmer there one time, and he had this old house. And when it got over to the house, or before it got to the house, it started going in a a vertical position. And when it went in a vertical position, then it got longer because we were looking at the whole length of this body, and it was totally black. And when it got directly over the house, it went in a vertical position, and then it disappeared in a microscopic second, and we never see it after. So we went on downtown Jenny, and down about an hour and a half, I guess, she was shopping. We came home, we talked about it, and so I said to my wife, I said, you take this piece of paper and pencil, and I said to Todd, you do the same thing, and we go to a separate room. We sit down, and we put on paper what we thought we saw. And we did that. We came back to the kitchen table, and the three things were not identical, because, of course, they show different lengths and different depths, whatever else. But they come out to be the same thing. A black object with an opening in the back, with no wings, like I told you. And again, I called a radar base. And I told a guy, I don't remember his name now, I told a man there on duty who I was and what I was calling about. So he said, just a second, I would imagine he was getting paper or something to write down the information on. And he wanted to know my age and the state of my health and where I lived and what we had seen. And I told him the same story as I just told you people now. And then he wanted to talk to my wife. And then he wanted to talk to my son. And I would imagine, put the same questions to them as he put to me. And then he wanted to talk to me again. And we talked for another while, I guess we're on the phone about almost 45 minutes. And I said to him, I said, will you get back to me on this? He said, I won't, but somebody else will. And we never did hear anything after that about that incident. And the other one that I had a closer contact with, it was in February. Being that I work for Falconbridge, I am a member of the Mine Mill Union, and this was on a Sunday evening. There was a special meeting at the hall. And I was on my way in the Sudbury. It was around 7:30. The meeting was at 8 o'clock that night. And as I passed by Cartier's confectionery going into Azilda on Highway 144, excuse me, I noticed the lights were quite bright to my left over the land. And the land in that area was all flat, so I said to myself, that must be the reflections from the racetrack. And as I got around the corner and got on the highway on 144, where it's nice and straight, I knew it wasn't the lights from the racetrack, because there was no light on the ground. This light was in the sky. And there was no fog, although it was quite, quite cold. And I looked up, and I see a round light. It wasn't any object. I couldn't see any object, just a round, very bright, vivid, white light. And I slowed down, and I pulled into the on the shoulder, and I rolled down my window, and I stopped, of course. And I kept looking at this thing, and the most oddest thing of it, I found it wasn't giving any light to the ground. It was only light in the sky. But it was so bright, it was really hard to look at times. And I shut off my car, and I kept looking at it with my window open, and it was getting cold. So I got out of my car, and I walked back the highway towards Chelmsford, about 350, 400 feet. I kept looking at this object. And by that time I was getting really cold, and I was getting late for the meeting. And I went back to my car. I got in, I sat down, I took out my cigarettes. I was still looking at it, and I was reaching down to put in my cigarette lighter. And when I done that, when I was doing that, this thing just vanished, as if you turned off a light with a light switch. So anyway, I went on in the Sudbury, and I came back home, and I was telling my wife and kids about it, and, you know.
We told you it's silly to get out of the car, because, yeah, you know, you didn't know, eh?
So anyway, next morning was Monday morning, and I had to go back to work, and one of my friends who lived right here in Dowling, his name is Kenny Bim, him and his wife and kids were coming back from down south that same evening, but later. And on the job next morning, I overheard Kenny telling some of the guys what him and his wife and kids are seeing. So I went and I talked to Ken, and he told me that nearer to Dowling, there's a farm, a small farm, and the farmer's name was Tom Dominion. And he told me that they see this object. What they see was an object, a round object with different colored lights. I think they were green, yellowish, and red on the outer edge of it, and they were pulsating on and off all the time. And they pulled over and they stopped, and they looked at that for over half an hour.
He was right over the farm, eh?
And he was right over the barn.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell me how high it was over the barn, but they could see quite plainly. And after the half hour looking at it, it too vanished, as it turned out later. It didn't move or anything. It just vanished. So that was another thing that I had seen, and other people had seen it too. Kenny Bimley's family. And the other one...
Was that going to work or something, wasn't it? I think you had stopped the policeman along the way or something.
Well, that one there, I was coming home from 4 o'clock shift one night. This was only about 4 years ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This happened up here at High Falls on Highway 144. And the road, the highway is down below the track up there, eh? And I was coming home from work, and one of the OPP officers was pulled in on my left. He would be right into High Falls, more or less. And he had on his dome light, and he was writing something on his pad. I could see that when I passed by. And his name was Frank Donnell, Constable Frank Donnell. So as I passed his car, I see this object, like it wasn't a ball of fire, it was a yellowish white light moving in the sky, and it was moving on a downward angle going towards Chelmsford, let's say. I was driving out from work, and it was so bright it lit up the place, and I could even see the top of the railroad track shining, the glittering light from this light, and I could see through the trees, and I could see through the clouds. It was so clear, so bright. And then it went out of sight. I thought it probably had landed out somewhere in Sudbury and Coppercliff in that area, because it was going on that angle and at that speed, eh? And there was no explosion or anything. I mean, I figured it had landed, but maybe it didn't. Probably went into water. I don't know, in some lake or something. But anyway, I turned around and went back, and I pulled up behind Frank. And I walked up to his car, and I tapped on his window, and he rolled it down, and he knew me. And I said, "Frank, did you see that?" He said, "What?" Well, I said, "Didn't you see how bright it got around here?" He said, "No." Now, he had his light on in his car, but this was so bright, it was brighter than daylight. It was that like just noon in the daytime. It was so bright.
Yeah.
And yet Frank didn't see it. I don't know why.
Well, he came home and he filled us all in on that too. Like, you know, he told us what he had seen, exactly
mm-hmm.
what he said there now. And I said, "Strange that Frank didn't see it."
No, that's right.
You know, if you're sitting there, how come one person sees this and another person not see it? Doesn't make sense, eh?
But the most vivid one was this black object.
Oh, yeah.
that we seen, and...
Tom was about 12 at the time.
Was he about 12?
So
that's all that I got to say to you about this. But until you believe, until you see something, you may laugh at people or make jokes about it and say that people don't know what they're talking about. But until you see something, then you will believe.
Yeah.